Ms. Kenyatta Wilkins, K-E-N-Y-A-T, like Tom, T like Tom, Wilkins, W-I-L-K-I-N-S, date of birth 4/6/1973. The date of services 7/11/2023. The patient was last seen on 4/28/2023. She was seen last on 5/10/2023. Apparently, she has not been seen since then because she was in jail and she was on tether. And she has been in house arrest since May 2, 13th. He apparently fell 12 steps due to the pain in the back on 5/2/2023, leading to severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back with radiation to both legs, anteriorly and then left leg posteriorly. In the left leg, it was almost globe-like fashion, and the right, in the both leg anteriorly, and left leg posteriorly, with a difficult time moving the shoulders beyond 20 degrees. Severe pain was reported in the neck, mid-back, lower back throughout. Today she reports the same situation, pain in both the shoulders is 10, both the neck, mid-back and upper back is 10, lower back pain is 10. Pain in the legs is still shooting down to her legs, involving all the toes. The pain level is 7 to 10. KDLs are affected 6. Patient reports 40% improvement in the symptoms. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review. And additional history and substance abuse. The patient is utilizing marijuana for further pain relief and for the compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 157/78, pulse is 59, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 5/10/2023, dictation number 0515-008. Plan, diagnosis is the same. Plan is to continue medications, which are naproxen 500. Twice a day, 60 tablets, with trazodone, 75 milligrams at night, for sleep, tizanidine 4 milligrams 12 hourly, 60 tablets, for muscle relaxation, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 20 tablets, for pain relief. Patient was advised to have a physical therapy evaluation on the file. That has not come. MRI for the cervical spine, lumbar spine, the left shoulder were ordered. According to the patient, the insurance company is not authorizing them. And so, patient was advised that if CT scan could be done, that could bring some help, but not completely. So, a physical therapy was ordered 3 times per week. Allopathic treatment has been added. Patient was referred to psychiatry for Dr. Parks. Patient was referred to neurology for Dr. Velagopati. And a CT scan was also ordered for the lumbar spine and sacroiliac joint, whichever can be done. An X-ray of the left knee and right hip was also ordered since patient was having excruciating pain in these areas. Labs were reviewed internalize the review. And there is a referral from her doctor, Raya Hussain, for pain management, that we are working at it. They've been advised about the opiate agreements, contracts, and further treatment could not be done unless an MRI reports are available. Thank you. So partial continuous physical therapy.